Welcome to Bouncing Forward. I'm Amy Purdy. I believe that our challenges give us the opportunity to live an even greater life with more meaning and purpose. Through my own experience of losing my legs at 19 years old and going on to become a professional athlete, New York Times bestselling author, and world-renowned motivational speaker, I've learned that overcoming our obstacles has nothing to do with bouncing back. It has everything to do with bouncing forward. That's why, on this podcast, I'm sharing stories of resilience, setbacks, and remarkable comebacks. Your journey to bouncing forward starts here. Welcome to another episode of Bouncing Forward. This episode is a little bit different than normal. So it's actually me being interviewed by the amazing Sherry Salata. Sherry is not only a great friend of mine, but she was the executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show, the co-president of the Oprah Winfrey Network and Harpo Productions. She also is an incredible author. And in fact, I first met Sherry when I spoke for Oprah's Life You Want tour in 2014. So as I mentioned, this episode is a bit different. Instead of you hearing me interview her, you're actually going to hear her interview me. I had so much fun doing this live interview on her Instagram that I said, hey, do you mind if I actually steal that audio and use it for my podcast? Because you know, when you do some interviews, it's just, or you just have certain conversations and certain people bring out different parts of you and different stories that you have. And that's what this conversation did. And I thought it would be really cool to share it with you because I talk about a few things that you probably have never heard me talk about before. And what we dive into is The Beautiful No. That's actually the name of her book. And we talk about how losing my legs was a beautiful no. A beautiful no is when life takes you in a completely different direction than you ever expected, but you end up exactly where you're meant to be. Because we never know when our detours will lead us to our destiny. And losing both of my legs at the age of 19, as hard as it was, it brought me exactly where I always wanted to be. I just showed up in a completely different way than I ever could have imagined. I also talk about managing our inner voice. You know, we all have an inner critic, we all have an inner coach. And I talk about how I manage both of those so that I give more power to my inner coach versus my inner critic. And something fun that many of you probably have never heard me talk about is how I was once casted in a huge blockbuster Hollywood film. My character was a villain and she had swords for legs, and I flew private to London and I had champagne on the airplane and filet mignon, and I felt like this was my big break in life. And suddenly, this turned into a big, beautiful no. But before I get into today's episode, I would first love to read a super sweet review from Apple Podcasts. Brian Bozak says, "Endless inspiration. Amy and now her podcast guests never fail to help me find appreciation for life and motivation to do better each day without ever feeling overwhelmed. This show fills me up. It is my new go-to. Thank you, Amy." Well, thank you so much, Brian, for taking the time to leave this review. And you guys, it only takes a few seconds to leave a review, and you have no idea how much it means to me. It just, personally, it just, I love you guys. It allows me to get more information from you and to hear from you and to hear that you're appreciating the podcast. It really fills me up. It gives me more motivation to keep doing this podcast, and it also helps to make sure others find out about the podcast as well. And so if you haven't left a review, this is how you do it. You go to Apple Podcasts, you scroll down, So if you haven't left a review, this is how you do it. You go to Apple Podcasts, and you might have the app on your phone. If you have an iPhone, then you'll see the Apple Podcast app. So you click on that, and then you look for Bouncing Forward, and then you scroll down, and you click Leave a Review, and that's it. All right, now let's dive into this episode of Bouncing Forward.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you.
I am too. This is so exciting. Thank you for having me.
You look good. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Are the road to recovery?
I am feeling fantastic.
You are?
I will tell you, It is so crazy how sometimes our darkest moments are when we find the light. And I feel like this major surgery I went through just a month ago, I got so much clarity. I got like this divine download. Actually, Kathy Heller, she was like, Amy, you must be going back to surgery because you need another divine download. And I actually just now thought about that, that is what happened. And oh my I've been gosh. So inspired ever since. So,
well, okay. So a lot of things to disclose that Amy and I are in a little entrepreneurial, soulful mastermind together. Yes. And I'm so happy about that. And I feel like we reconnected because I first met you on the Best Life Tour.
Yes.
And so, you know, 8 cities, we were there. This was many years ago, and you were a total firecracker, an inspirer. And it's just been so interesting to see you do so many things. I mean, the world is your oyster, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I mean, I feel like, you know, I agree. I have always felt like my mission in life is to find a way, whatever it may be. So when I lost my legs when I was 19, my goal was to find a way to walk again, find a way to snowboard again. Then we wanted to get snowboarding in the Paralympic Games, find a way to get it in the Paralympic Games.
Right.
You know, then I was on Dancing with the Stars, figuring out a way to dance in 2 prosthetic legs without dance feet, you know, having to create these feet. So I realized I've always been driven by challenge, right? It sucks, but then it's like, how can I figure this out? Whether it's motivational speaking, whether it's starting my own podcast, which is totally outside my comfort zone. You know, but it's just like, I'm on a mission now.
I know. I love that about you.
Figuring this out.
I don't have that.
You
I mean,
don't?
I have it a little bit. I have it like, you know, when I have a job to do and I've got to, you know, get it done. I guess I could summon some of that, but I don't have that the way you have it. I mean, you literally, I would be like, I'm sorry, Dancing with the Stars. I don't have dancing feet. So I will not be able to participate. Like, you're like, oh, I'll have them invented.
I'm like, right. No, I just realized what I've done is I jump in before I'm ready, which is terrifying. And I second guess and question every decision I make, but then I'm forced to figure it out. So, you know, even with this podcast I just launched, I threw up the trailer and said, this is happening, and promoted it before I even recorded my first episode to force myself to do it. So
that's,
that's
one way to go. That's one way to go.
Yeah.
Bouncing forward. It's so good. Don't you feel like you made the right decision to enter the podcast world?
I do. I mean, I'll tell you, it is definitely out of my comfort zone, which is crazy because I talk, I speak. I mean, I do so much of this, but it's different. It's a different medium. It's a different, preparation completely. It's not talking to a live audience. It's talking to a microphone and trying to visualize and put yourself in that space. So it's definitely outside of my comfort zone, but I feel like it was, the evolution of kind of everything, right? Being a motivational speaker, going through COVID, not having a stage to speak on, and also craving connection, just realizing that that's my power word of the year. Is connection. And I heard you and Kathy talking about your power words.
Yeah.
But to me, it's connection. And I'm thinking, how can I connect more? How can I also, create a platform where other people can connect more. After last year, just the lack of connection now makes me crave connection within my friends, family, even our mastermind group, just finding like-minded people to connect with.
You know, here's what I think is so interesting is that, and this is why, you know, people, that's why you need to be a speaker, and that's why you need to be creating content and podcasting, because, you know, we have to find a way to take what happens to us and push forward and rise up in spite of. We have to. And there's no better teacher than you for that. because it's what I find so interesting about you. And I remember feeling like this years ago when we first met. I was like, to be able to make that transition to this has happened to me and it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And here's my soul path and I'm going to fully inhabit that is like spiritual mastery.
It's another thing when you then try to teach it. And I think that's where I'm at in my life is I can definitely go back and say I've had these absolute miraculous, divine moments and guidance in my life. And I believe that we all have that. We all have the ability to live our possibilities and find the possibilities no matter what our circumstances are. But how do you then turn around and teach that? And I think that's where I'm at in my life is, you know, the first 20 years was living my life normal. I call that Amy version one. So I had my legs and I thought I was traveling the world and snowboarding and, you know, I thought I had control of my life. And then I lost my legs at the age of 19. You know, everything I worked so hard to do and believed who I was, I felt like literally got knocked off my feet. You know, the rug was pulled out from under me. Nope. You want to snowboard, travel the world? How about we take your legs? Now try to figure it out. And then the next 20 years was me figuring out what the possibilities were, you know, snowboarding, dancing, being at the peak of my physical fitness with my prosthetic legs. But then 2 years ago, going through another massive setback and injury. And now I'm like, okay, well, if I'm not doing that, it's almost like Amy version three, this next 20 years. And like, how do I teach other people how to do it or help other people do it or empower other people to do it? Give the tips and the tricks and the techniques and the tools that have helped me along the way. So it's been in such an interesting journey for me. And just, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I feel it, you know, I don't know, like life can be very, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I don't know, but magical for sure.
And it is super, magical, but also we are the magicians, if you will. We're the ones spitting gold out of straw and, and then some. And, you know, what I think is, you know, I was like, okay, I was just about to say, okay, so what's your beautiful no? I feel like you've had many, many, many. I feel like your whole this life experience of yours starting from 20 is just an abject lesson in, if not for that, then this wouldn't have happened. If not for that, you know, you would not be internationally known as a thought leader and somebody who people look to learn another way.
Right.
You know, and to be inspired by the possibilities. So when I asked you to come on here with me, did you have a specific beautiful no?
You know, right away. I mean, I've got two of them. I'll tell one really quickly, but then I'll go to kind of the bigger one and the bigger umbrella. But one of the biggest beautiful no's I've experienced was, so many years ago, I was training for the Paralympic Games for 2014, and I actually got casted in a movie, a big Warner Brothers film, and as a lead actress alongside Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
And this character, Kingsman is the name of it. And so this character has two prosthetic legs, but they're made of these swords, and she's not a good guy. She's a bad guy. She's like a henchman, and she's doing round kicks and like slicing off heads and stuff, right? Which at the time I thought was so badass. I thought that is totally me. Like being athletic, I also have some acting experience. I thought, oh my gosh, it's all come together for me.
Wow.
And I got flown for the first time, first class to London, and worked with Samuel L. Jackson. I stayed out there for a month and trained and worked with some of the top, I think I was with Jackie Chan's trainers doing martial arts, backflips, on my running blades, and I was made for this role. And the contract was getting worked out, flew home. I remember eating filet mignon and drinking champagne on the airplane thinking, this is my big break, right? Everything in my life has come together. And I come home, I fly out to my prosthetic shop to get these legs worked on that we had designed. And all of a sudden I get a phone call from my manager that they dropped me. And I was devastated. And I remember my prosthetist saying, well, Amy, it must mean that something bigger is coming for
oh,
you.
Oh my, okay, let me take that in for a minute. That is a disappointment.
Oh, massive. Oh yeah.
I mean, oh, and then you're like, I've been working with you for a month and now you're dropping me?
Yeah.
Wow. That would feel terrible.
Yeah, it did. And you know, I was treated like, I mean, you know, gold while I was there and, you know, wined and dined. And it was the most amazing month of my life. So I thought, and I never thought anything like that would come back around. And then they dropped me. I remember actually that week being, I happened to have a cold, and when I flew, I got two ear infections. So I was grounded. Instead of being in, you know, London shooting this film, I ended up grounded for 2 weeks in Florida, in Orlando, with ear infections and a cold, and devastated, right?
And
of course, my prosthetist said, you know, there must be something better for you around the corner. And I was like, yeah. You know, that's so cliche. Like, okay, you know, I don't know what's going to be better than everything like coming together so perfectly for me. And then I thought, you know what, I am just going to throw all my energy back into the Paralympic Games. And in fact, that's why they ended up dropping me, was because of insurance reasons, because I was competing in the Paralympic. Well, I was supposed to start shooting on January 23rd, and the Paralympic trials ended on like January 18th. And if something had happened to me physically, they couldn't replace me. And that's why they ended up dropping me. And they ended up hiring an actress where they could CGI her legs. And so because of that reason, there's only one of me if something were to happen to me. And so I decided to just throw myself into the Paralympic Games and, you know, focus on training and just try to put it behind me and just focus on, you know, bigger things coming my way. And then all of a sudden I got asked to do the show Dancing with the Stars. And I had never danced before, completely out of my comfort zone, you know, had no idea if I'd be able to do it or not, almost backed out, almost said no, decided to do it anyways, honestly changed my life forever. Ended up doing the Paralympics, becoming a Paralympic medalist, going right to Dancing with the Stars 24 hours later and competing there. And looking back, the film had actually ended up pushing into June of that year. So had I have actually stayed signed on, I wouldn't have done the Paralympics or Dancing with the Stars, which were the most impactful experiences of my life and also gave me a platform that I never could have imagined or expected.
Wow.
And
that is a damn beautiful note.
Well, and it ended up working out even better. And, you know, I now go back and look at that film and I don't feel disappointed at all, even though it seemed to be the most perfect, you know, everything came together so perfectly for me. And then I lost it, but no, it really did, I think, physically and mentally prepare me for what was to come. And Dancing with the Stars was hard. The Paralympics was hard. And I, you know, I saw through it, and it ended up taking me places that film never could have taken me in. And also creating an impact that I don't think by being an actress in this film would have allowed me the platform to make an impact like Dancing with the Stars did, because Dancing with the Stars kind of put me in the living room of everybody's
crazy
living room, right?
Crazy.
But then through that, you know, I remember just after Dancing with the Stars thinking, okay, so now what do I do with this? How do I make an impact? You know, how do I make a positive impact here? Because that's what it's about, you know, is okay, now I have a voice and I want to help other people really see the possibilities within themselves. So,
okay, what's your other one?
So that was kind of just one of those little moments, but the other one, honestly,
that's
was
a big
losing.
One. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one. It is.
Get dropped from a movie, a dream come true, and next thing you know, you're medalist, an Olympic medalist, and on Dancing with the Stars.
And, you know, you wouldn't think the Dancing with the Stars would be as meaningful and significant as it is, I think, for the people who go on there, and as it was for me. It was absolutely life-changing to be able to figure out what the possibilities are live with people watching. Was the most scary yet just fulfilling, experience. Yeah. And so that was a big one. But really, you know, the overall kind of umbrella, I guess, beautiful to know was, you know, thinking growing up and thinking I was going to travel the world and snowboard, and I wanted to be a professional snowboarder. I went to massage school so that I'd have this job that would travel with me. All I needed were my hands and my massage table. I could live in every ski resort across the world. And then all of a sudden, I get sick with meningitis, lose my legs, lose my kidneys overnight. And it was a massive no. It's no, we're actually going to take your legs from you.
No.
And now see what you're going to do. Like, and yet I still figured out a way. And actually, because of that is what led me to traveling the world and snowboarding competitively.
Yes.
It was, you know, it's, I always say, you never know when your detours will lead you to your destiny.
Oh.
And I ultimately ended up exactly where I always wanted to be, just in a completely different way than I ever could have imagined.
You know, that is absolutely true. And that is, you know, the reason why I think it's so important that that we're talking about this topic right now and kind of excavating our beautiful no's and sharing them is because it's very easy to start that, kind of get a hold of that belief that things aren't working out for you and they're not going to work out for you and you're not going to be happy and you're not going to find love and you're not going to have success and you're not going to snowboard and travel the world and, you know, you're not going to, you know, work for one of the top television shows on the planet. And, you know, it's very easy to believe the negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to start spinning that story. And the truth is, once I kind of put everything together and went, oh, my God, that rejection, that no was so beautiful because it changed everything in my life, which is what you're saying. Is it true for all the no's? And honestly, when I go back and look through it, it's like proof that there is a benevolent universe that is going, here you go, this way. No, 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 no. Back this way, back this way. Yeah. You know, listen, there's no doubt in my mind that you would have been a championship, big time, hoop-de-doo, traveling the world snowboarder and very successful in your own right as an entrepreneur. Who even knows how that story plays out? But to have the impact, like you just crack people open, Amy. Mm. You just crack people open and the first thing is like, okay, well, maybe I can, you know, well, maybe I can. And it's just the most, that's the powerful platform, you know?
And I think, you know, it's, I think what I want to share or get people to see within themselves is really the belief in themselves that yes, they can. Because I think the whole world can be telling you, you can't. I mean, losing my legs and not seeing anybody like me, not having, you know, we didn't have the Paralympic Games at that time. Well, the Paralympics were going on, but not really televised. I didn't really have anybody to look towards to say, well, she's doing it, so I can do it. I really had to figure it out on my own. And that came down to just this powerful belief in myself. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to snowboard without legs, but I know that I am because I can feel it. I can feel it inside. And I think that's just driven me, you know, and just shutting down that, not only the outside chatter, oh, we've never seen anybody with two prosthetic legs do this. Oh, you know, I don't know if that's possible. No, we've never created anything like that. So not just shutting down the outside chatter, but the inside chatter, because
that's the worst chatter. It's the inside chatter that gets you.
And yet I'm actually really fascinated with that inner voice, because we've got a coach and a critic, right? Mm-hmm. We've got one inner voice that's like, I've talked about it with Oprah, and you know, it's in her books, it's in the Super Soul Sunday, it's in Super Soul Sunday and her podcast. And it's all about this kind of whisper, this intuition that I felt has always guided me. So we've got that. But then we also have the critic, which is absolutely trying to shut you down every time you want to take a leap.
Right.
And so I don't know how, I'm not 100% sure at times who to listen to, or, but I know that.
I don't think you're listening to your critic, my voices, friend. I don't think you're listening to your critic. Uh-uh. I don't think you are. That is, one of the things when you chat with people, like, what is a really great spiritual practice? And of course there's meditation and, you know, contemplation and all kinds of things, but how about this? Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm telling you, I had an experience just the other day where it became so clear to me that this voice, this negative voice, was not me, and that I was not going to listen to it. It was so profound, because I was thinking of this podcast, Bouncing Forward. And I thought, you know, I want to do this podcast on not just my journey of how I got through my challenges and resilience, but other people's journeys as well, other people's setbacks and how they had comebacks, and
right,
you know, what steps helped them along the way. And so I knew, I got so inspired that I wanted to do this podcast. And right when I was like, yes, I'm doing this, I'm feeling this, I literally heard a voice in my head say, you can't do that. You just had surgery. Who do you think you are? You're sitting here in a wheelchair without your legs. Like, nobody's going to listen to you. You're nobody, Amy. You're just this disabled girl. I'm telling you, this voice was so harsh. And I was so aware it was not me, because I was feeling something completely different. I was feeling, no, yes, I can. And yet I was having this voice say, no, you can't. And that's when I first recognized there's something different here. That's part of me, possibly, but that's not me. That's not my spirit speaking. What I'm feeling, that's my spirit speaking. So I'm going to go with what I feel, not with what I'm telling myself. And I think that's, you know, that's how I've kind of differentiated between the two voices. But it seems like right when you're just in the middle of something big, like a big breakthrough for yourself, because you can feel it, you will hear this voice come in and say, you can't do that.
Oh yeah, I totally had that. I know exactly what you mean. It's like you're getting ready to up level and all of a sudden your legs are shaky.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you know.
But nobody's going to show up.
That's
right. You know, nobody's, and it's like when you listen, that's the difference, right? When you listen to that negative voice, which probably most of us do because it's incredibly powerful and loud. When you listen to that negative voice, it's when you do not move forward. You do not jump off that cliff and follow your dreams. You know, you do not, like, you know, you have to find your wings. And the only way to do that is right. to jump. But everything's telling you not to.
That is right. You really, I mean, and that is the ultimate message, is you really do not want to get to the end and be like, oh, I should have. I wish I would have. You know, I honestly, I mean, I'm not to the point where, like, you just say yes and I don't have any dancing feet yet, or here, let me start promoting my podcast and I haven't even done one yet. That is really interesting. That must be just one of your a signature aspect to how you move yourself forward and how you gear up and get ready. I have to do a little bit more coaxing. You know, I have to, like, really, really do a little bit more coaxing. So I wanted to ask you about the podcast. What do you think has been the most powerful thing because I, you know, doing the podcast that I've been doing with Nancy for 3 years, I'm always shocked at the epiphanies I have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The revelations I have. What's been the biggest thing that you were like, whoa?
I mean, I'm just beginning. So I'm, 6 episodes in right now? And I'm doing solo episodes right now, but I also have done some interviews that will be coming out as well. I think for me, it is when I do the interviews, it is the epiphanies. I'm constantly writing down thoughts and conversations. I mean, even like today, you know, what you can bring out inside of each other, like conversations and thoughts that I never really thought of before, but there were obviously kind of in me.
Right.
And I think that's where it's so important to connect. Right now, we feel so disconnected, and then you're not even seeing your own inner light, and you're not maybe hearing to that own inner powerful voice,
right?
Because we're disconnected from each other. We kind of need each other to pull it out of each other. And yeah. So I feel like, you know, probably just the experience of what it opens up inside of me when I talk to somebody else and understand their journey. And I think, oh, me too, actually, that's, you know, that's true for me as well. So, I mean,
it is a shared experience, even though it feels like we're all our own little universes. And in many ways we are, that the world I inhabit, nobody else inhabits, because it's through my lens, my experiences, my perception. So it's very true. We are our own little universes, but it's always so surprising. Like we are literally in the details change, but the feelings, the challenges, the heartaches, all of that is just so similar.
Yeah. I mean, we are definitely interconnected without a doubt. And I feel like, I'm trying to think of what the word is called, but it really is where we are all connected in a way where one thing moves over here, another thing shifts over here. You know, it's like everything's constantly moving, but kind of symbiotic with each other. And that's why amazing people come into your lives at the right time, or a phone call comes at the right time. You've been thinking of somebody and you haven't talked to them in, you know, 10 years, and they reach out to you.
Yes.
There is something that we can't see that's going on, and it obviously has to do with us being connected as humans. And the more connected we are, you know, when you have those like serendipitous moments, like I have met the most amazing people on airplanes. I could write a book on the people I've met on airplanes who have come into my life at the right time, and they just happen to be sitting next to me and we're talking to each other. And so the more you get out and about, which we can't do right now, but the more that we're connecting with each other, I think, you know, that's when those serendipitous, amazing moments, those divine moments, I think, come together. So we need each other to have those.
We sure do. Well, Amy Purdy, I'm such an admirer of yours. I am glad to be your friend. You really lift me up. You really do. You really lift me up. I'm so happy for you and this new venture.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see how it goes. I know it's already a hit. Bouncing Forward is just going to, you know, because we all want that. You know, we really want, we want to hear those stories. We want to be inspired. We want to learn how to do it. Our friend Jen Pasteloff, author of On Being Human, has been joining us for this conversation. She's in the group of that kind of spirit of how do we take the experiences of life and turn them into our most magnificent rising up. So nobody I know is doing that better than you. And I thank you so much for coming on. For the day before my paperback launch.
Oh my God, Sherry, I'm so excited for you.
And I know.
You are doing incredible too. I feel so blessed that, you know, we came into each other's lives years ago on the Oprah tour, but now we're even more so by doing, you know, this group together. And, you inspire me so much. I feel like you're a wealth of wisdom. I can just sit back and listen to you. I'm always writing notes down as we're just having conversations, you know, and I just think what you're doing is so powerful. And I want to be you when I grow up.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Well, I will take that. I will take that. Much love to you, my friend.
Much love to you as well. And good luck. And I want to have you on my podcast. We'll talk.
Yes. I'm available.
Yay.
I'm available. Good. Thanks, Aime.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Best. Okay. Take the lessons, people. She had no dancing feet. And Dancing with the Stars calls and says, come on the show. And she says, I'll figure it out. I mean, I don't even know what that is. I know that I don't have it. That's what I do know. I don't have whatever that is. I can be inspired to find more of that in myself. Somebody said, Lynette, what's the name of the book? The Beautiful No, Sherry Salata. And so, so the paperback is coming out tomorrow. Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love said, a roadmap for transformation, an honest, funny, soulful look. Yeah, Nate Berkus, Jeremiah Brent, Danny Shapiro, bracingly honest. So people said some nice things. So you can get this anywhere. You can go to sherrysalata.com too. I have some links there. Guys, you know, you show up, we have these great conversations. It makes me so happy. And I feel like we leave the world a little better than just a little bit more uplifted. That so you can go and look at your own life, your own fabulous, beautiful nose, and how they steered you in a direction that you couldn't have seen, you couldn't have known, and yet everything is transformed because of it. So, love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Bouncing Forward. My mission is to show that no matter what our circumstances, if you want something bad enough, and if you feel it in your heart, in your soul, that the possibilities of what we can achieve are endless. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to never miss an episode, and please leave a review to help me help more people bounce forward. I want to leave you with this one question. If your life was a book and you were the author, how would you want your story to go? From this podcast, I hope you walk away seeing that although we can't control the things that happen to us, we can always control the way we react to them. We determine where our story goes from here. It's not about bouncing back to who we once were. It's about bouncing forward and becoming all that we could be.